previously, I worked strictly on economic development issues for the Economic Development Council. And this adds the community development side, which includes planning and working with the Planning Commission, and things like working on a comprehensive plan for our community or working on specific area plans. And then also I'll be supervising two people in the department, the building official, who will be Joe Bertagnoli, and a mapping tech who will be starting in January.
Okay, so that's kind of spreading that planning position out a little bit. Instead of you doing everything, inspecting buildings and that kind of thing, somebody else will be doing that.
Right. So what happened is we took Leo's job and basically split it in half. So part of it went to Joe Bertagnoli, who's been doing a lot of that work when Leo's been out of town and just doing it with Leo. So that'll be a pretty seamless transition because Joe's pretty experienced in that work. And then the planning side of it and working with the Planning Commission and comprehensive plan efforts would go with me.
So that should free you up a little bit. Do you have any grand plans yet, or are you just trying to get used to the change?
Well, I have one initial goal, which is to get a borough-wide comprehensive plan in place. And that's a pretty large project as the first one out of the gate. So,
yeah, the last one was years and years ago.
The last one was completed in 2000, and that was for City of Petersburg. And okay. Once the city dissolved, that plan becomes obsolete. So this new plan that the assembly just approved, hiring a contractor to help us with that plan. So that will encompass Service Area 1 plus the rest of the borough. And there will also be, as part of that, a harbor master plan component. There was no harbor component in the old comprehensive plan, and so you ended up instead with a lot of just project level planning. So, you know, if there was a problem or an opportunity, you just really worked exclusively on a small scale. Having a harbor master plan will actually look at the entire harbor system as well as future needs. And there's also a rate study component to make sure that whatever happens, we can pay for into the future.
Can you give us an example of how having a comprehensive plan would help the borough, say, in the next, 10 years or so?
Sure. So a good example is, what occurred at yesterday's meeting. We had a project that we've been working on at PEDC for a while, which is development at Scow Bay. And there was a question about, well, if we move forward with this development, are we going to change our mind later on because, everyone's going to want to develop somewhere else? And that's a good question. And, we're kind of doing it backwards in a sense. We're doing the project planning before we did the comprehensive plan or the general plan. If we had a general plan in place, we would know, okay, well, here's where we've decided that we're going to develop this area for this purpose. We're deciding that we're developing this area for this other purpose. And then you don't have to second guess yourself when you're making an investment. You're pretty sure that you've actually gone through a public process already. You've considered the pros and cons of something, and you feel a lot more confident in that fact that you're making an investment in the right place.
So what's the timeline on the comprehensive plan? When do you hope to be able to kind of present that?
I think it's about a year-long process from start to finish. But one of the things that I liked about the firm that we're going with is they're not interested in dragging out a plan for many years where you're working on it for a long time, and by the time you finish, it's almost outdated. So they recommend a more intense process and actually get results out a little bit faster than maybe we've seen in the past. And I think that's a real positive thing where people make comments and then you see those comments and the results a little bit faster than you would normally. We do want to make a point of having them in town enough times that they have an opportunity to go to areas outside of Service Area 1 and meet with people who are on the King Channel or in Papke's or on Kuprinoff and actually get them off the road system and talking to people in the unincorporated neighborhoods of the borough.